Residents in the city of Syracuse have weighed in on what they want the city to do about snow-covered sidewalks. And as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the city has outlined options to address the problem.
Corey Driscoll-Dunham, Syracuse's director of operations, says the feedback from the city's snow safety summit shows people want the city to take a more active role in sidewalk snow removal, and they say they are willing to pay a fee for it. Dunham says the city has three options: citywide municipal sidewalk snow removal, priority area snow removal, or an enhanced ordinance and city-approved contractors.
We want to really explore all the different options and see, you know, in terms of cost, in terms of feasibility, in terms of operations, you know, whether or not we have a market here in terms of contractors willing to do that.
The first option clears every sidewalk in the city. The second focuses on the high pedestrian traffic areas. And the third includes an enhanced ordinance with fines and city-approved contractors for those who cannot clear their sidewalks. Property owners in Syracuse are required to remove snow from their sidewalks, but there is no penalty if they do not.
It's cost and operations. Those are the two things that it's going to come down to. So how do we do it? What's equitable? What's fair? What will cover the costs?
Driscoll says the city also wants to address the maintenance and repair of sidewalks as well. She says they are working with the Syracuse Common Council to pass legislation this spring. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.